Amen. Thank you for that. And that was kind of a family thing, wasn't it? I tell you. Where's Tim? Tim, how come? You weren't up there. All right. Let's take the Word of God tonight. Go to Psalm chapter number 100. Psalm chapter 100. And tonight, I know the time, and I will do my best to be brief here, but I want to be a blessing, and I pray that God would use us in a special way. We do celebrate the Lord's table. I always like to have the Lord's table the very Sunday night before Thanksgiving, because I think that is the greatest thing that we could do, is remember our Lord's death and His shed blood for you and me. But tonight we come to Psalm chapter 100, one of my favorite psalms in the Bible. It's just five short verses. But tonight I want to speak to you on this subject, a season to give thanks. The truth of the matter is, we should live in the season of giving thanks to God. Now, by the way, how many is looking forward to the Thanksgiving meal on Thursday? Would you raise your hand, hold it high? Well, I want to prepare you that on Wednesday night, we set our scales back 15 pounds, all right? And it's better to do that so you don't have an emergency, you know, when you... the next morning, all right? And, you know, I've read some things. I read some things, different things about it. You know you have eaten too much when, all right? I want you to listen to this. You know you've eaten too much when the doctor tells you your weight would be perfect for a man 17 feet tall, all right? You've probably eaten too much, all right? You know you've eaten too much when paramedics bring in the jaws of life to pry you out of the lazy boy recliner, all right? You've probably eaten too much. You know you've eaten too much when pricking your finger for cholesterol screening only yields gravy, all right? So it's probably a little bit too much. Well, I know this. I know I enjoy Thanksgiving, and of course it's a special time to be with family. Our daughter will be in from college, and we're looking forward to that and spending time together. But tonight, really, as we think about this season of giving thanks, it should be the lifelong season for the child of God. Really, us giving of thanks is a part of who we are, because we are children of God. Psalm chapter 100, and I want to read this short chapter. The Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Friends, tonight, giving thanks is not really a matter of feeling. Now, I believe that all of us would have times in which we feel very thankful. How many of you have almost had an accident before, and you are thankful that you didn't have an accident? Would you raise your hand? Yes, you know, that split moment when the car came out or when the car stopped or whatever it may be, and you say, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for taking care of us." And we should be grateful for that and for all the other times. But really, giving of thanks is not a matter of feeling. It's not that I feel like giving thanks. Giving thanks is a matter of obedience to God. It really is a sacrifice to God. In fact, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13 and verse 15, may I read this? It says, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." That's what Thanksgiving is about. It is the sacrifice of us giving thanks unto God. It is not really a matter of feeling, although there is feeling involved. But it really is a matter of obedience. In fact, we think of the pilgrims. Did you know that they made seven times more graves than they did huts? Nevertheless, they set aside a day of thanksgiving to God. If you really study the story of the pilgrims and all of that, You understand that their hardships were amazing what they encountered. And the people that died and the sickness and all of that that ran throughout their colony there. But may I say to you that they decided to be grateful to God. You know, sometimes we say, boy, I have so much to be thankful for. Brethren, tonight we always have much to be thankful for. It is not just certain season. There should be a season to give thanks, and that should be daily for the child of God. Number one tonight, why is it so important for us to give thanks? Number one, because giving thanks is a reflection of our heart. And do you understand tonight that the presence of thanksgiving in your life is a reflection of what's going on in your heart? And the absence of thanksgiving is a great reflection that something is wrong. Now, I don't know about you, but I know that there is times when I think all of us get into an attitude, a spirit of maybe murmuring, griping, complaining, and we almost look at everything in a negative light. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I think that would be true for all of us. Everywhere we look, there's nothing right. Every place we go, nothing seems to be right. You say, well, I just don't have a lot to be thankful for. That's not the key. The key is that your heart is not right with God. Brethren, tonight, the truth of the matter is, even if everything around us is not going the way we want it to go, we are commanded by God to give thanks unto the Lord. Because our thanksgiving is a reflection of what is going on in our heart. Helen Keller said this, "So much has been given to me that I have no time to ponder that which I do not have." Do you know that all of us tonight could spend time saying, well, I don't have this, and I don't have my husband, I don't have my wife, I don't have this child, I don't have friends, I don't have fellowship, I lost this, I lost that. We could do that. But the truth of the matter is, if we get our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ and who Christ is, that is where our thanksgiving is. You see, tonight, thanksgiving is really not given to what we have or what God has blessed us with, although we should be thankful for that. But really, thanksgiving is rooted in who the Lord Jesus is. And by the way, He changes not. It is a reflection of what is in our heart. Luke 6:45 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good." Have you ever met someone before or wondered why some people are never thankful about anything? In fact, they have a spiteful spirit about them, it seems, while some people are so full of encouragement. I'm sure you've met someone before. They're not thankful for anything in life. Now, I believe if you were to look at their life, you would find a lot of hurt, a lot of sorrow, a lot of heartache. No doubt that there's lots of wounds in their life. But brethren, no matter what happens with your job, no matter what happens with your health, no matter what happens in your family or your friendships, Jesus Christ never changes. And our thanksgiving is unto Him. Look back in Psalm 100. Look what it says. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing." By the way, did you know that the only way into the presence of God is by the right address? Do you know the right address is to bring praise to Him? I remember years ago we were on a teen activity, and I remember, to be honest, you know, I think I've reaped a little bit about unruly teenagers because I was one of them, you know. And Mike Fox was my youth pastor, and I don't think he stayed long as youth pastor after I was in there for a while, you know. But I remember one time we were on this activity, and we pulled up, and I kind of got off the bus late with some guys. We were probably goofing around or something like that. And honestly, we were going to someone's house. I think it was one of those things where you go to different people's houses and you eat something here and go to the next house and you eat something there, you know, and all that. Well, guess what I did? I walked right into someone's house that had nothing to do with what we were going on. Just walked right in. I'm like, hey, I'm here, you know. They're like, who are you? You know, I probably could have got shot that day, you know. And I'll never forget that day walking in like, They're like, who are you? What are you doing here? I'm like, I'm here for the activity, man, you know. And but you know something? I was at the wrong address. Well, there are some Christians that are in the wrong address because we are living in murmuring. We are living contemplating what we have lost or what we do not have. The Bible says, come, it says, before His presence with singing. Brethren, tonight, if you want to be in the presence of the Lord, it is through the door of thanksgiving. And unless we are willing to come into that door, the Bible says we will not be in His presence. I don't know about you, but in my prayer time, I begin by worshiping God. And what does that mean? I talk about who God is to God. I name the names of who He is. He's my refuge, and I praise Him for being my refuge. He is my rock. He is my strength. He is my everlasting Father. He is my guide. He is my the shepherd of my soul. I praise Him for that. And I'm going to tell you something. It helps me. It strengthens me, and it brings me into His presence. So often in our prayer time, we can become so self-consumed where it is my needs and what I'm dealing with and what I'm going through and my feelings and all of that. But when we get our eyes on Jesus, that changes everything. When we're lifting up to Him, hey, look, you may have things tonight that I don't even know about that are so difficult for you, and maybe even at Thanksgiving, it's a hard time. But folks, tonight, my friend, if you can get your eyes on Jesus Christ and look to Him and see that He is the friend that fails not, He is your everlasting Father, He is your comforter, He is your strength. And when we look to Him, we can be thankful for who Jesus is. And tonight, if you're a child of God, He indwells you. You're part of the family of God. The Bible calls you that you're ambassador of Jesus Christ. You're part of a royal family. And God has blessed us. We can be thankful because giving of thanks is a reflection of our heart. By the way, a heart of thanks has three characteristics. I want you to look at them quickly. Verse number one, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. The first characteristic of a grateful heart is joy. Do you know that joy is not happiness? Now look, I was happy yesterday that the Buckeyes won. How many was happy? Would you raise your hand? All right? That was great. Hey, look, at the end of the day, it didn't matter how they played. It just mattered we won, all right? You know, I was pretty happy about that. I was happy recently. I was driving down the road and wasn't paying attention to how fast I was going. Passed a police officer, all right? And he turned around as soon as I passed him. That's not a good thing, all right? I just got news for you, all right? And he turned his lights on. That's not a good thing. But the person behind me was going maybe a little bit faster, and he pulled him over, right? You know something? I'm thankful for that man, all right? I really am. Now, let me say this to you. I had happiness that day, all right? But that was not joy, all right? Now, that man was not happy behind me, all right? I'm like, brother, I feel it. I feel you for it, but I'm glad it was you, not me, all right? But see, let me say this to you. We all have things that we're happy about. We're happy about the time of Thanksgiving that we can be together as family. We're happy about those things. But a heart of thanks is joy. Look here, joy comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Joy comes from reflecting on who God is. And that God is faithful and that God is true. He is eternal and He is never going to fail you. That's where joy comes from. And that's why the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now, here's the second ingredient of a heart of thanks. And it is a heart of service. Look what it says in verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Look here, brother. Tonight, we are not really grateful people unless we are serving Jesus Christ. When you are grateful, when you have a heart of thanksgiving, we want to serve the Lord. We want to serve Him. We want to give our lives. And when we are complaining about all that we have to do in the Christian life, we're complaining about how hard it is to serve the Lord, that's not a heart of thanksgiving. But a heart of thanksgiving is service unto Him. You see, when we give thanks and praise unto God, we are offering a service unto Him. We are giving that. We are offering a heart of praise in response to His great love for us. But look at the third ingredient. It says in verse 2, come before His presence with singing. It's a heart of praise. Why is it so hard to teach children to say thank you? Why is it so hard? Why? Because it's not a part of their nature. You know, the truth is, and I preached on this Wednesday night, and I want to encourage you to listen to that or get that CD. But I talked about we are not grateful people because we are proud people. Do you know that humble people are grateful because they just believe they don't deserve anything? And this morning after I preached, we talked about really what we deserve is to spend eternity in a place called hell for all of eternity. And brethren, tonight we should be so grateful that God gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, for you and me. It's a heart of praise. Number two tonight, why is it so important to have a heart of thanks? Because it is a reflection of our heart. But number two, giving thanks, and I want you to listen to me, respects the ways of God. Hear me out. Do you know that when we do not give thanks, it is disrespectful to God? Do you like to be disrespected? Have you ever seen a child disrespect his mom and dad? How many's ever seen that before? Would you raise your hand? What would you like to do in the grocery store? Beat them in Christian love, all right? You ever see a child just treat his mom and dad just so rough and so demanding? You want to say, little child, let me have you for a minute, you know. We'll go out to the woodshed, you know. Because you know what we say? That is so disrespectful. Why? Because God has commanded that child to honor and to obey their parents. And there's such disrespect. But how do we disrespect a holy, righteous God when we do not give thanks? I think that point has convicted me so much in my life that we think, well, I'm just having a hard time and I'm not giving thanks. It is disrespectful. A heart of thanks shows respect unto who God is. Look at the passage. Let's read on here. The Bible goes on to say in verse number 3, look what it says. It says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. Now I want to ask you something. I don't think any of us, our name is there. We are not God. We are not the center of the universe. We are not the most important person on the face of the earth. He is God. We read on, it is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Do you understand tonight that the presence of thanksgiving is really an indicator that we recognize who God is, that He is sovereign, that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that He is our Creator tonight. When we do not indicate and giving Him thanks, we're saying we made ourselves and we are self-made and we are the ones who brought all this blessing into our life. It's disrespectful to the Creator God. It is disrespectful to Him who has blessed us with all things. It is disrespectful to the God who has given us air to breathe and life to live. It is disrespectful to Him. Oh, listen, a lack of thanksgiving is really an attitude that who is God? You see, folks, tonight, He is sovereign tonight. We give acknowledge to the God who created us. Look here, you could have died in your mother's womb, but God allowed you to live. You could have never been created, but God created you in His image and for His purpose. You are God's. You belong to Him. And brethren, tonight it should bring great comfort and great joy to us, but a lack of thanksgiving is almost like we are our own. We sustain ourselves. We are the key to our life. Oh, folks, tonight, our God, He is the Creator. He is our God. He made us. He has blessed us. Every good thing you have tonight is from the hand of God to you. Listen, we have a great church. We really do. And you know something? It's because of what God has done. And any good thing, this morning when I was preaching, and boy, I sense God's presence this morning. and be merciful to me, a sinner. I love that publican speaking out that and crying that out. And that man sitting way in the back, Nelson. And I could sense God working in his heart. And when the invitation was given, he left his seat and came forward. When by the time he got to me here, I'm going to tell you something, he was weeping almost uncontrollably. The brokenness in his heart. Can I tell you something? He came to Jesus Christ. You know something? We ought to thank God for that. Because God did that in his heart. The Word of God has great power. And brethren, tonight, read it again. Look at verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. He is God. And what He has brought to your life is perfect and good and complete. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Why did the psalmist have to write that? Because sometimes we think it is us. We've done all these great things. We've accomplished this. He says, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Listen, He is the great shepherd. He is the chief shepherd. He is the one and only, and He is my shepherd tonight. And brethren, tonight, we are the sheep of His pasture. He is taking care of us. He is guiding us and leading us by the still waters. And listen, brethren, tonight, that is the thanksgiving. Listen, sometimes we think, okay, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. Wonderful, you should be. But tonight, thanksgiving is really rooted in who Jesus Christ is and what He is to us. That's what thanksgiving is at. Oh, listen, He is sovereign. He is our Creator. By the way, people who think that they are self-made, that they have accomplished all these things, they can never be thankful. They can never be grateful because their focus is towards themselves and what they think they have accomplished. So tonight, why is giving a thanks so important? Because it reveals what's in our heart. It respects who God is. And number three, the last thing, it is a response to the love of God. Look in verse number 4. Go back to Psalm 100. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful for the things. Oh no. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. And look what it says in verse 5. For the Lord is good. Can we just say that together tonight? For the Lord is good. Let's say it again. For the Lord is good. Brethren, tonight, I understand that maybe in your life, things are not good. I understand that you may have burdens that you're bearing right now that are not good. But the Lord is good. He changes not. His love for you has never changed. His care for you has never faltered. His faithfulness to you will always be eternal. The Lord is good. He's good tonight. You say, yes, Pastor, He's good to me. That's true, but it doesn't matter what has happened in your life. The Lord is good. He is good. Who He is good. And what He does is good. And let me stop and say this. The trials that He has brought to your life is good. It hurts, yes, but it's good. Because He is good. Listen, if we think that God could ever make a mistake, then He's not good. If we think that God has failed you in any way, then He is not good. If God is not good for one moment, He is not good. But He is everlastingly good. He is eternally good. He is good beyond what we could ever imagine. He is good to you and me. He is good. The Lord is good. Let's read on. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Brethren, tonight, our God is good. And really, thanksgiving responds to His love. Charles Spurgeon said this, when we bless God for mercies, we usually prolong them. When we bless God for miseries, we usually end them. Praise is the honey of life which a devout heart extracts from every bloom of providence and grace. You see, tonight, when we come to God, and I'll tell you this, why is thanksgiving a sacrifice? That kind of sounds strange, does it not? Just a little bit? Because so often it is not being grateful for the good things in life. It is being thankful for the things that are hard for us to deal with. That's why it's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It is saying, God, I lost my spouse, but Lord, you are good. That's thanksgiving. It doesn't say, God, what I'm going through is good. That's not what the Lord says. But it is an indicating that we are going to worship God even when things are not good in our life. Do you understand how it is so prevalent in our lives that sometimes we are so grateful because everything seems to be good? God, I praise you, but that's not really sacrifice of thanksgiving. The sacrifice of thanksgiving is when we may not see the hand of God. When we do not know His work in our life, He is there and working, but we still praise Him for who He is in spite of what is going on. That is the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Years ago, I read this story about Robert Robinson, who was a Baptist preacher. At the age of 22, he penned these words to a hymn. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Brethren, tonight, if you can get a hold of the love of God for you and me, we will praise Him tonight. Tonight, how is your heart? Are you giving thanks? It's a season to give thanks, but not just this week, the week after, and the week after, every week. Why? Because it's a reflection of what's in our heart. It is respectful to who God is, but it also responds to the love of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer.